Hello and welcome to this quick pop-up episode about our pop-up festival. Yes, welcome to the Beyond podcast. And in June, we are taking up residency for 3 days at the Key Theatre in Sudbury for a pop-up festival of, dare I try and say the word, Henrikian drama. For those new to the podcast, if you've just seen a link about this show, let me explain. We at Beyond do early English drama, and we are doing a season of plays from the reign of Henry VIII. It's going to be a mix of history and performance, and it's an interesting question. I haven't double-checked this yet, but I'm saying this is true for the moment until I'm told that it's not, that it's probably unique in that we're doing a collection of plays from this period all in one go. We are going to be performing 6 plays from the reign of Henry VIII or thereabouts, and we're going to be performing those over 3 days. There's going to be 2 plays every night, as well as samples from other surviving plays and a merry tale or two. The festival runs in the evenings from Friday the 20th to Sunday the 22nd of June at the Key Theatre in Sudbury, and that's in Suffolk. And we have teamed up. This is a co-production with the wonderful Key Theatre, one of my favourite theatres, to create this unique deep dive into what it was like to watch a play at the court of Henry VIII. Each show is going to mix some history with 2 plays from his reign, and well, because of the dramatic nature of his reign, as it were, anyone who's watched Wolf Hall will know that the reign was fairly dramatic in of itself, but that is also reflected in what writers produced on stage. So there are 3 shows. The first is covering his early years, when he was a young king, and there's a certain amount of drama from the time about young people, not necessarily naming any kings, who perhaps should be a little less extravagant and maybe gain a little bit of humility. So the 2 plays that we're doing, and you don't need to know what the plays are in advance. You just want to find out about the drama of the time and the court of Henry and drama from the period. You don't need to know these plays in advance. But the first play we're doing is The Interlude of Youth, which pretty much sets up what an interlude of the time might be like. And also we are presenting The World and the Child, which is perhaps a more traditional morality play about... it basically tells the life cycle of a human being in the world from the child form, from being an infant through to old age and the morality of the time, of course, repentance and giving your soul over to Christ. And that makes it sound a little bit worthy. These are quite boisterous and really quite exuberant plays with a certain amount of violence. And certainly The Interlude of Youth seems to be designed to nudge Henry, perhaps, towards being a little less extravagant in his early years, after quite a dour reign of Henry VII, his father. So that's the first show. I'm very much looking forward to that double bill. They're 2 of my favourite plays of the period. World and the Child possibly existed before Henry's reign. Certainly existed around about the time of his father, but was printed during Henry's reign. So anyone wanting to quibble, please look away now. The second show is focused on the Reformation. Obviously, Henry VIII broke with Rome. The Reformation hits England, and plays of the period do react to that, and we have 2 very different literary sets that we're going to talk about, one of which is a more traditionalist John Heywood from the Catholic Confession, but who is still a questioning playwright. He's not against criticism of the church within certain limitations, but he's very much within the Thomas More set. So if you know your figures from Henry's court, if you know Thomas More, Man for All Seasons, and recently in Wolf Hall, he has a literary set around him, which is very much playing with ideas that come from Europe, which are not going as far as the Reformation, but certainly interested in probing what Christianity is, and interested in probing new learning that's coming up as well. So the Erasmus School of Thought. So that's one of the plays by John Heywood is Gentleness and Nobility. And that's very much, it's a very political play. It's about, if you remember the sketch of I look down on him, I look up to him, I know my place. It's about class. So you have a knight, a merchant, someone who's a rising class figure, and a ploughman, someone from the working class, having a debate, having an argument. It's got a lot of features that will chime with us today, as well as, of course, speaking to its own time as well. So that's one I'm very much looking forward to doing. Also, we have, because it is, I believe, I could be wrong, Suffolk Day on the 21st of June. So we have an East Anglian playwright, John Bale, very much of the evangelical school. And he was commissioned by Thomas Cromwell to write plays, possibly one of the plays that we're performing this season, which is The Temptation. It's a project John Bale had to effectively rework the Catholic mystery cycles and create a Protestant version without some of the additions that and the additional stories that are built up around the Bible, which are not technically to be found within it. So very much something that he was very strong about, and his Temptation is a genuinely quite modern play. It is quite a psychological piece in many ways, or at least that's my opinion of it. You may disagree when you come and see it. But he was commissioned by Thomas Cromwell to actually produce drama and effectively go on tour with propaganda for the new evangelical position. Henry VIII, of course, was not quite that far down that road, and when Thomas Cromwell is shut down, then Bale himself has some bad luck as well. But he will come back in the future. And on the Sunday, the final day of the pop-up festival, we are looking at some very silly stuff. So if you're less interested in discovering how the court works, or you're less interested in the Reformation and you just want something silly to happen, come to the Sunday. Snail Fight and Other Tudor Shenanigans is the title for the event. We'll be looking at stuff. But again, by John Heywood, we've got The Tour de Force, The Pardoner and the Friar, which is a personal project of mine to really nail down. It is it's based on a true story, we think, of certainly there is a contemporaneous very similar story where basically a pardoner and a friar have got their booking in a church muddled, and they both turn up to try and extort cash from the audience at the same time, and it turns to violence. Yeah, really is going to be quite, I've already started learning my lines for that one, because that one really is a tour de force. And then we close the season with one of our favourites, the snail fighter himself, Thersites, a play attributed to Nicholas Udall, which is about a braggart soldier who will fight a snail. I'm not sure whether I should spoil as to who wins or not. we'll also be looking at a few other bits and pieces across the season, because not only are we presenting the plays, but we're also presenting the history around it in what I hope is going to be fun and exciting ways. We have our Tudor interlude bingo card. So one of the things about these plays is understanding how they function. They do some things that you might not be so familiar with. It's a bit like trying to understand what pantomime is like if you come from a different country rather than the UK. Just going, why is everyone doing all these strange things? So we have a bingo card to help explain some of the things that that will be going on. I say we have some pop-up merry tales. We're going to tell some silly stories as well. And yes, we'll also be fighting the monster tediousness, because nobody wants to be bored. This is for three whole days in June at the Key Theatre in Sudbury, Friday, Saturday and Sunday from the 20th to the 22nd. You can book individually or you can book for two shows or you can book for all three, and there is a rolling discount for tickets. So if you buy all three, you get a discount on the tickets as well. So it really is, considering that you will, apart from us, frankly, I'm going to, you know, be blowing my own trumpet here. Unless we do this again in the future, the odds on you being able to catch six plays from the reign of Henry VIII in one go is incredibly low. You might catch one. There has been one already this year. Edward's Boys did a very good version of Godly Queen Esther. If you want to see plays of this period, they do pop up. It does happen, and we're here to encourage other people to do them. But if you want to actually catch six in a row and really understand and enjoy them, because they're all in conversation and the history will be there, and we will be able to decode some of the slightly odder elements of them, that's not going to happen again unless we do it again in a few years' time, which we might. But this, it won't happen if you don't come. So if you have any interest in medieval drama, any interest in early Tudor drama, any interest in Henry VIII, any interest in that whole world, if you just liked Wolf Hall, I mean, seriously, you will get out of this, because Wolf Hall actually really played into elements of the drama of the period. Notably, in the first series, there was a whole sequence around a play that sadly doesn't exist, but seeing the Cardinal Wolsey being dragged down to hell. But we do know that that play did exist, and we will be referencing that as part of what we're doing. So if you enjoy any of those elements, do come along and enjoy, and do support us for doing it too. This is a ridiculous event for us to be doing. So if you'd like to also just support it, either by booking tickets and coming along, or you can support us on our Patreon, patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Every supporter makes a difference. Even if you just sign up and be a free subscriber, just so that you're part of the conversation, it really does help, and it helps us get our message out there. So if you can't make it, we are hoping to do some kind of recording and or live streaming of this. Obviously, we're a podcast. We're not doing this as a podcast performance. We are going to be recording it. We're going to be mic'd up, and we're going to be doing various attempts to record it. We might be able to do some live streaming, but we suspect we may not have the time or the resources this time around. But definitely will be archived. That stuff will go on the Patreon. So if you want to catch it and you can't physically be there, then there will be ways of capturing some of this. We certainly hope there'll be an audio version of the Interlude of Youth and The Temptation that will come out the other end of this. But also, if you're interested in these plays, we already have recordings of many of them in different forms. So you can always go to our website, beyondshakespeare.org, or subscribe to the podcast, Beyond Shakespeare. And you'll be able to find audio versions of The World and the Child, Gentleness and Nobility. In fact, we've done two slight different versions of that. The Pardoner of the Friars there. There is a YouTube Zoom performance version of Thersites. So I know I'm undermining this in a sense of saying, hey, you can just catch it for free online. But it's a very, very different beast live. And we're going to be giving it all to giving our all to really make them come alive for you. So if you can make it, that's going to be great. If you can't make it, there are some elements you can share and enjoy now. If you could just share details of this show and these things, if you see anything on social media, do, you know, repost and put it out there, especially as social media is so fragmented today. It's a lot harder for us to get our message out than it used to be, and we're working on that. Support what we do, follow us, like, do all the things, and we really do appreciate it. This is the first announcement, big announcement of the year. There's another one to come later. Yes, we have a revel season coming up to the latter end of the year, but I'm not going to be talking about that for a while. All that remains is thank you for listening And hopefully coming and or sharing. All the links and information is in the show description. You can book tickets at the keysudbury.com or you can, as I say, click on the links. Information is all on our website, beyondshakespeare.org. It's all out there. So come along and see what it was that entertained Henry. Goodbye.